Happy Thursday, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Nice to be back. How are you guys?
Welcome to the North State Now Show with Women of Vision. I'm Maurice Brown.
I'm Licia Prater.
I'm Damika Roberts.
We're missing Sarah today.
Hi, Sarah. We're missing you. We know that you're so busy with work, but we miss you.
And school.
Oh, crazy yeah, lady. Poor thing. I know.
Good it's just that time of the year, too. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Is anybody else, like, head spinning?
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
And this week in particular, I know we were just talking about the last couple of weeks have been tough, but I feel like this week in particular has tested the fiber of every being, the fiber that has held, you know what I mean? Like,
yes. Yes.
Kept me together. And I don't know if it's, like, the lunar eclipse.
Oh, yes.
If it's Mercury's in retrograde right now, like, there's just a lot cosmically going on. And I'm sure some of you are like, oh, please, Lucia. But whatever. It doesn't matter.
I can relate.
This week is just, oh, yeah. No, Tuesday, I was like, I'm done. I'm done with this week. I'm done. And it was Tuesday. Yesterday, I had another, like, you know, mild nervous breakdown. And today has been nervous breakdown free. So, yay.
Yay.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's...
Me, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you reflected upon my week. I actually thought yesterday was Thursday.
Yes.
I was like, ooh, I have to do the podcast. Like, and, you know, work has been crazy. And exactly. It's been crazy at
Isn't
work.
Isn't funny how that happens sometimes where you, like, are convinced that one day is another day?
Yeah.
And you just, in your brain, for some reason, just cannot
it's
grasp
been that
the
rough,
concept.
I'm the same way. I thought yesterday was, because Thursdays are my Fridays.
Yeah.
So I thought yesterday was Thursday. I'm like, yes.
It needed to be.
Oh, wait. Thursday is still happening. I have this meeting. Oh,
right.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
I got to make it another day.
I wonder how many like, other people are listening to us that can relate. I just feel, and it just even talking to other, just, like, friends and fellow wedding vendors and stuff, just in general conversation, it feels like there is this, common
something
just
going around.
Exhaustion.
Yeah. Actually, if you can relate, please do call in.
Yes,
do
please.
Call
I want to hear
from
love
you. Company.
I know. Yeah, we want to hear about your crap week too.
Exactly.
we're here for you guys.
Yeah. Although now I'm just being here. I've been looking forward to it all week, just being with you ladies.
Yes.
And then we plan on having dinner after.
Oh,
so
I'm so excited
for
that. Yeah. Girl date. We're gonna go on a radio wife date.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Keep it small. Keep it quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
To that end, though, it is so important to have good friends and family and loved ones when you do have those rough times.
Yeah.
Like, and not just keep it in, but share it.
Yeah.
And let it out and let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? And don't be so focused on your, I guess, work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just make sure you make time for friendship.
Yeah.
And relationship.
And self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you
I
guys
think understanding, too, that, you know, it's just, like, I just kept having to remind myself, like, okay, tomorrow is a new day.
Yeah.
Even though that was a craptastic day. That's okay. Tomorrow is another day. Mm-hmm. Next week is a new week.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, yeah, you just kind of take it day by day, I guess.
Well, yeah, you get to restart and have a fresh new day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
So any good, okay, so now that we've just cacked all over our week, any good things that have happened to any of us in the last couple of weeks?
Well,
like any good, like anything exciting, anything, well, you were in Chicago recently.
Yes, I was celebrating my 50th birthday.
So exciting.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
That's
Everyone
wonderful.
Planned everything. I didn't do anything but show up.
Oh, nice.
And it wasn't going to be a party. It was going to be actually just some time with my sisters and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it grew.
That's how you
to
know
like
you're loved.
Lifelong friends.
Yeah.
Like friends
the best,
who I've known for like 25 years.
Organically comes together.
From Atlanta, from Michigan, from Memphis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damika,
people
will just go all over for you.
Yeah.
That's
I know
awesome.
I would.
I'm blessed.
That's awesome. Yes. And what about you, Maurice?
So now that you ask, I'm like, I actually just had family over. They were over for like 4 or 5 days. It was their very first time coming and visiting us.
Yeah.
So that was really refreshing.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
They're super amazing.
Now, where did they come from?
They're out in Big Pine, out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
In Yolk County. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just really good-hearted people. Just
that's nice.
Salt of the earth type
mm-hmm.
of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed that.
Yeah.
I unplugged for a little bit.
That.
I'm like,
good.
God,
good.
I need to immerse in this love.
Yeah,
right.
That's good. That's
right.
good to unplug for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you? Aside from looking amazing, by the way.
We love
sometimes
this
I wish
hair.
This was a TV show.
Yeah.
Just because of Leisha.
Exactly.
The shirt
it
she
looks
shows
so
up
good.
In.
Exactly. That's true.
That is so funny. I know. But we, it
her
would be one of those, it would be one of those things where you had to like pixelate. You know, like if I wore that shirt, like you'd have to pixelate it because I
she looks amazing, you guys. She
oh,
has
thank
been,
you.
Her haircut,
oh,
her just
so
face
everything.
Overall, she's glowing.
Yes. Oh,
you
know,
she said she had a prep week. You're glowing.
It. Thank you.
And she lost a lot of weight.
I
wow.
have. I
how
have.
Much?
I've lost since, well, since like middle of March, I guess, 21 pounds.
But
that's not even that long.
So,
that's so crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, I just,
everybody wants to know what you're doing.
I know. And I'm kind of like, what am I doing? So it started, so the first like month I was strict, I was doing like a really strict fast. Mm-hmm. And so I would maybe, I would eat one very small meal every 24 hours, and then maybe I'd go 36
yeah.
hours or 48
yeah.
hours. And that really helped a lot, kind of just rev. And it was one of those things where I just like, well, a girlfriend of mine, I'll just kind of just backtrack a little bit. A girlfriend of mine was doing this fasting, mm-hmm. And she looked phenomenal. It had been several months since I'd seen her, and then when I saw her again, she walked in the restaurant where we were all meeting, and I was like, "Damn, girl, where'd you leave the rest of you?" Like
right.
she looked so good.
What's the fasting?
And, okay,
though?
so it's I used an app called Simple, and you can, you know, pull it up on your phone, and it tracks, it basically, you track your meals, and you track, like, your snacks, and it tells you when your blood sugar's dropping. It tells you, it's really fantastic because, it gives you, like, almost like in real time when, okay, your blood sugar, you've had your last meal,
mm-hmm.
you had your last meal 3 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
You can expect now your blood sugar is going to drop.
Okay.
Go through that. Mm. Like, it's basically this app that's like, all of the things that your body is experiencing right now is normal. It doesn't mean you need to eat. It just means that you just need to move through it. So, in those mm-hmm. moments when you're like, oh, blood sugar's dropping, I should go have a snack, or I should go, okay. you know. The app just kind of retrains your brain to go, no, you're not dying. Mm-hmm. You don't need to eat just because your blood sugar is dropping.
You could last a world without
now,
food.
Now, I'm not here to espouse that this is for everyone. Everybody
mm-hmm.
has to approach their own nutritional and dietary, you know, needs on their own. But for me, it was just training myself to know that everything I was experiencing, my body was normal. And I will tell you, it took me zero time to acclimate to the fasting. And I honestly felt the longer I went without food, I know mm-hmm. it sounds weird, I felt better.
Yeah.
I felt
more energy.
I had
more clear. Huh?
Yes.
Right. I've done
I
that too.
Slept
but
better.
Really no
less
food.
Foggy.
No, really no food. No, really.
Water.
Like no food. Water. No, literally no food. I drank a lot of water. Mm-hmm. I drank a lot of electrolyte water because that's important to keep your electrolytes up. So lots of electrolyte water. But no, like I would go 36, not often, but occasionally I would do a 48-hour fast. No, no food. And I think it sounds like, what? It really isn't that hard. It really isn't.
It's a discipline.
It really is. It's a discipline. I immediately felt like I had more energy. I had more clarity of thought. I slept better. It was amazing taking out, I don't know, just taking out food for a little while. But then, I have not just an interest in losing weight, but I have an interest in transforming my body.
Of course.
Right. So then I decided it was time for me to incorporate exercising. And so then I incorporated more meals, but again, like a very disciplined amount
of
calories.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't, you think you're going to miss things and you
mm-hmm.
don't. I didn't miss sugar. I didn't miss any of that stuff.
Yep.
So it really, you know, you guys or any of you listening that are struggling with like, what do I do? It truly is all in your head. It really is.
This is awesome. Let's dig in more of that.
So good.
We're going to go into our first commercial break, right? Okay.
We have some hot topics.
We do. We do. And we want to address some stuff. But yeah, anyway, I ran out of time. But I was going to call the sponsor. No worries. We are Women of Vision here at KCNR 96.5 FM. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, guys. We are back. Women of Vision show here at North State Now. But before we go any further, because as you can tell, we get carried away. Can you tell? Well, it's been a whole entire month. So just, you know, to be clear, and this is something I'm probably going to be saying moving forward, is that, yes, it is Women of Vision show, but the topic or the expressed opinions are not, you know, represented of the entire group of Women of Vision.
Well, I feel like that's kind of obvious.
But I feel like that is obvious, yes.
But I feel like that's kind of obvious. And, not to be condescending, but...
And I did,
we're not a monolith.
Yeah, and,
no,
the, and the,
exactly.
And the host is like, that was handpicked in a way that it could hopefully... like, offer a diverse point of view.
Right.
Yeah. You know, not just in opinion, yeah, but also in culture.
Yeah.
And in background.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and in generations.
I mean,
right.
My God, I don't think we could be any more diverse yeah, than the group of women that sits at this table. I mean, honestly. Now, I think sometimes we do find, and it just, I don't know, I feel like the things that we've talked about, we seemingly are in alignment with our opinions, but no, it does, no, just what we say is not a direct representation of the group,
mm-hmm,
certainly the radio station or anything right, like
yes,
that. But here's the point that I would like to make if I can kind of piggyback on this point. We are the Women of Vision show,
mm-hmm,
okay? So we are an affiliation of Women of Vision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say this. You as a member have a responsibility to yourself, maybe even to this group. If you feel like there is a viewpoint that is not representing you, representing maybe your friends or a segment of women who are in this group, if you feel like we are overlooking that, A, that is totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
B, do not be afraid to call in and say, hey, I've been listening and I have an opinion mm-hmm. about what you guys are talking about. If you know Maurice, mm-hmm. which any of you that are a part of this group, you do,
mm-hmm.
knows that Maurice is not the kind of person to cut you off at the knees mm-hmm. when you come in with an opinion that might be different
yes.
than what she or I am saying or Danica or Sarah. So you cannot, as an organization, expect that your voice is always going to be represented until you tell us you need your voice to be represented. Mm-hmm. We don't know what we don't know. So when we get together, we're chatty and we're having a good time mm-hmm. and we have conversations in the way that women do when they haven't seen each other in a little while. And I will tell you, there are often times when I even forget that there are people listening to us.
Yes.
I really just sit and talk to the three of you like I am just sitting in a room with a cup of coffee talking mm-hmm. to three of my girlfriends that right. I haven't seen.
Yep.
So.
Right. Because what we should say, it's not scripted.
It's
right?
not scripted.
It's very organic.
Very.
We are told to be authentic.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know, all of those things.
This is a conversation that the four of us are having, but we are not a you can't sit at the right. table group. So if you are part of this group, if you're part of this organization, and again, you are feeling like, hey, I don't know if I really agree with mm-hmm. that point of view that you have spoken about on the radio. I don't know if I like yeah. the term or something that you've said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the phone number is 605-4567.
Yes.
You are encouraged to call us. My opinion is not superior to mm-hmm. anybody else's. I don't think any of us feel like our opinions mm-hmm. supersede anybody else's.
No.
And yeah, we might poke some light fun at just whatever, but it's meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything. And so again, if you're sitting there thinking, well, maybe this isn't a group I want to be a part of, or maybe this isn't a show I want to listen to, you have the ability to change that.
Yeah.
And I like what you said earlier, you know, if you're not, I don't know, you don't want to share your real name, you don't have to.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, too. And you know what? I totally...
You can stay anonymous.
Absolutely. Right. And I get that talking in the radio for a lot of people, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Makes you nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I totally get
or
that.
Or coming in, because I'm like, I'm always inviting
yes.
people to be a guest.
Right.
But
please come in. And we all understand that
open
can
doors.
Be very... Yeah, this is not a format that is comfortable to anyone, to just everybody. So, again, you know... If you ever want to call in and you're feeling a certain kind of way about something that is being said or whatever it might be, you guys, please understand, you do not have to identify yourself, not even to us. You
mm-hmm.
don't even have to identify yourself to us. You can just call in and say, I am a listener and I would like to, and then we'll put you on. And we
right.
won't ask you anything about who you are. We won't. And we will embrace
Yes.
We will embrace you.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid
your
to talk to us.
Your opinion matters.
It does matter.
Let your voice be heard.
Because you know what? Someone could call in and offer an opposing viewpoint to maybe,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, something that I'm thinking or saying or whatever it might be. To me, a good point is a good point is a good point.
Right.
No matter what it is. And I would love to hear someone's opposite point of view because who knows? It might be something that makes me go, well...
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of it like that.
Right.
Well, and
you know?
I appreciate feedback.
Yeah.
Too,
right.
And other opinions.
Absolutely.
You know? And I would actually really love that if people
yeah.
call in.
Well, do
we always ask people to call in.
Absolutely. We ask people to call in and then, you know, you don't.
Yeah.
and then we recently were made aware that there was a topic a conversation a couple of shows ago, and I think specifically there was a term that was used in really like off the cuff, you know, a term, conspiracy theorists, and I think I even said like 5Gers or something. And I will tell you, in that moment, it was playful. It meant nothing.
Right.
I mean, it meant nothing. Right. It really didn't. But it did trigger. It did trigger someone or maybe a couple of ladies that listen. And I'm sorry if that was your response to what I said off the cuff. And I'm speaking for myself, Licia Prater. I'm speaking for myself, and you can DM me directly if you'd like to. That's totally fine. I am not responsible for your triggers. I don't think any of us are. Mm-hmm. So again, when we are asking you guys, hey, call in, be a part of the conversation.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't even mind if they bring up one episode ago or two or three or four.
A year ago.
Just let it off your chest. Be
that's
heard.
That's right.
Yeah,
be like, heard. You
yeah,
have.
Let your voice be
this
heard.
This is a radio show that represents many of us, and we invite you, we implore you to be a part of it. And no one's here to attack you. Mm-hmm. No one's here to put you on the defense. I would never do that.
Although.
I would never put somebody on the defense.
Although I just have one, you just kind of be respectful. I ask that you be respectful.
Absolutely.
I'm always about being professional and being kind.
Mm-hmm. Of course. But I think that's who we are as a group. And we all, for the most part, know each other.
Yeah.
We've all, at some point, been in the same room. I mean, I know it's been a while, but we've all been in the same room. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us have ever had any issues.
In person? No.
Yeah.
Well, because everybody's opinion matters.
Absolutely.
That's the great thing about this group, that we are so different. All of our opinions are valued.
Yes.
And also the opinions of the people out there that are listening that have opposing views. Your opinion is valued as well because, to me, feedback is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
and
I'm trying
clarity
to express here.
Is kind.
Yeah.
I love that.
So
love
please
that.
Share with
share
us.
Share with
because
us.
Because it only is helping us in this conversation grow. Like, I love when someone challenges my point of view because it just opens up my brain.
Exactly.
And it's like,
I'm not that person. And I don't think any of us are at the table. Are, I mean, we certainly know those people, right, where you might.
Well, no,
they
you disagree with them, and then either they're not your friend.
Yeah.
This happened to me recently. That's why I can speak so well of it. But, like, you know, they want you to align and agree with them. And when you don't, then you're shunned or you're, you know, treated coldly.
Or you're blocked.
You're blocked. You're blacklisted. You're, you know, all of those things.
Right.
And in some ways, that is like a large part of how society goes, because it's like a lot of like cliquish things on social media and so forth. And actually, this is what we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
But here, we bring everyone to the table.
Inclusivity.
Exactly. Yeah. Inclusivity is so important.
So
diversity
yes.
is so important. Mm-hmm. I mean, diverse points of view, we value them.
Yeah, and that's a great point with the whole just, you know, be inclusive and valuing everybody's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, yeah, I think there is a big thing right now, which is, like you said, cliquish, but really, like, what I've been coming in my head is, like, the whole hive mentality. Like, you got to be part of this group. And
right.
I actually don't like it when people say Women of Vision is a group, but I'm like,
it's a movement.
I don't want that to be. I don't really.
Yes.
You know, and I don't want you to say, oh, I'm, you know, part of this group. Women. No, it's our idea. It's philosophy. It's a movement. It's, you know, it's a part of being inclusive.
Totally.
There's more to that. But yeah, I think I lost my train of thought for a second.
I think you spoke very well.
Speaking of no food, I forgot to eat lunch.
Oh, well, there
you
go. What happens when you discipline yourself to kind of like fast? So it becomes life.
It does.
And then you're like,
that's right.
I gotta eat today. I forgot to eat.
Oh, wow.
I ate breakfast, but I forgot to eat lunch.
Well, we just got the friendly flash, the friendly,
wrap it up, ladies,
flash. So, do we want to jump into sponsors?
Real quick, I have
the wonderful
seconds.
People who support our show.
Yes, and thank you, ladies. Thank you to Everbloom Skincare at 660A Azalea Avenue. She does results-driven facials, natural acne clinic, botanical-based non-toxic skincare. I actually have an appointment with her. I'm so excited. Lit from within. Mm-hmm. I just came from there, there's just amazing ladies, always so supportive, and to the community too. 2449 Athens Avenue, they do organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, yoga, dance, meditation, so much more, you guys. And to Bev Gray with Servita, she offers the most delicious and nutritious drink called Zeal. So anyway, we are Women of Vision show here in KCNR and North State now. We'll be right back.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi everyone, welcome back. Thank you for listening to us tonight. Tonight is a little bit different than our other shows. Although I think that this is a very important show to have tonight. But I think it's kind of took a different direction and we were going to talk about generational sort of stereotypes and differences. Like that was kind of the thought that we would come in and sort of have a little fun at I don't know, like at my house anyway, sometimes we'll
Lisa.
Warning. Oh sometimes boy. Like my kids will make a joke about like boomers, you know, those boomers.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Like, just like with teenagers, I don't care what generation that you came from, every teenager, even if you were a teenager in the 1950s, you made fun of your grandparents.
Right.
And you just did. Right.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, they're so out of touch.
Yeah.
You know, so, So, like, at my house, sometimes there's a joke about, like, boomers this and millennials that,
right.
Gen Z this.
And, yeah.
You know? Well, I was having a conversation last night. That's
right.
So funny.
Me too, with my kids.
Yeah. And so I think, so tonight's episode is going to be kind of a reflection of, and we were going to talk about, well, at least, and I might still do it at the end. I was going to do like a pop quiz with you guys.
No.
And
oh,
see,
God.
If you were up to speed on some of the new slang, because you know that every generation is like a new slang,
right?
Exactly. Right? And so I've been talking to my girls that are, of course, avid TikTokers. Mm-hmm. And so I've noticed these like funny things that they say that I'm like, what? You know, like, what does that even mean? Where did that even come from? And so that was going to be part of our conversation, which I think maybe the last segment. But then we felt like it was also important for us to reflect on sort of the diversity of, you know, women of vision, and again, just making sure that everybody understood who is listening to us, so that even if you're not at the table, you still have a voice.
Absolutely.
You know, you still have a voice. You might not be sitting here with a headset and a mic in your mouth and flashing lights, mm-hmm. and freezing cold air blowing on your left shoulder. The air conditioner here at the studio is really effective. but you still have a voice.
You absolutely
You still have
do.
A voice. And so we wanted to just make sure that we took time with this show to make sure that, you know, you guys understood that, again, whether you're a part of Women of Vision or otherwise.
Jerry's changing the temperature.
That's okay.
So anyway, Maurice, we were talking about, just as we were coming back on commercial, about the importance of
resolving conflict.
Resolving conflict.
Oh, well, and also, like, how to... it's not even about resolving conflicts too, but it's just like accepting other people for who they are, even though they have differing views.
Yes. Absolutely.
I was telling my husband, I think what makes my family unique anyway is we have all kinds of friends from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say Reading, because we're in Reading.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about all my diverse friends all over the world.
Yeah.
But just here in Reading, like, oh man, my little community, like, not just Women of Vision, but just my friends, mm-hmm. like, I have friends that are like different religion, different color, different background, different political opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's so completely different from me mm-hmm. that you'll just be like, how are you friends with these people?
Right.
But we find a common ground and we're friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're cool and we
and
can laugh about it.
And everything has to be like, why?
Don't be so serious, people.
Right. And I think we talked about this a little bit. It was either our last show or maybe it was the one before where it felt like your political persuasions and maybe even your views on COVID and things like that took precedence over mm-hmm. everything else that you found valuable in mm-hmm. someone else.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, what's been frustrating.
It's backwards thinking.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, what should be important are the relationships that you build
the heart of the person sitting across from you, not their political or religious points of view.
Exactly.
But the heart and how they treat you and how you treat them. And
But going back to, like, what I'm saying about the relationship part is, I feel that, because I do feel like there is a tie into the generational thought mm-hmm, process mm-hmm. as well, that, you know, sometimes, I know from my generation, we value relationships, so you don't necessarily cut someone off for disagreeing with you, right? So, you know, you still, like, have a relationship with that person, but there is a thing now, and they have a name for it. They call it the cancel culture.
Culture.
They will cancel you out. And, you know, you see it during, like, political times where, you know, some of your followers, your friends, coworkers, if you will, may unfollow you, you know,
or block you during the political
season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I just feel like we have it backwards in our thinking in terms of when we talk about resolving conflict. I don't believe it really is about the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It is about the how. The way you resolve the conflict is the most important thing. I actually was talking to a friend about it, and what we were saying was that what is the most right thing that you can do? Whenever you're in any conflict, that's the first question we ask ourselves. What is the most right thing that you can do in this situation?
I love that.
So then it's not like, you know, automatically you go all the way to the left. Let me just, you know, X
cut
this friend out. No,
yeah.
Really be thoughtful about it. What's the most right thing that you can do? And it could be apologize. It could be concede.
It could be listening.
It could be just listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then that way it's like you're not necessarily ruining relationship over a disagreement. Because I just read this thing on Facebook and it really resonated with me because these things have been happening recently with me. But it said, just because we disagree doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Well, I
actually want differing points of view around me at
all
times.
We all have blind spots.
Yes.
And I don't go online for everything all the time. So I like getting to know information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even about political anymore too, or even religion.
It's most everything.
It's almost everything. Activism.
Can trigger someone.
Yeah. Like people's activism. Oh, mine is better than yours. Mm-hmm. Or you should be fighting for this because this is happening right now. I think also judgments. We need to tone down on the judgments. I think it's, I don't know what it is. I know that's probably the similarities in every generation,
right?
Is that we're always, people are kind of just, it's not even human nature. I refuse to think it's human nature, but it could be a knee jerk reaction
a conflict, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not thoughtful, you know, you're not really analyzing. It's just, you know, you're letting your emotions control the situation when there is a conflict.
Yeah.
I have a very diverse family when it comes to political points of view and religious points of view.
Oh, I'm so surprised.
I know. Shocking. Shocking. And it's interesting to me when I am having conversations with sort of either side, that there is a confusion as to why I don't take a hard line with another family or friend that has a differing opinion. Like I, in my sphere, not just friends, but also, family, I am Switzerland. Now anyone that knows me knows that I have an opinion, but I also don't feel like, leading back to what I said earlier, that my opinion supersedes anybody else's.
Right.
And so sometimes for me, it's just
better. You don't impose it on people?
I don't. Right. I know. It's not shocking.
Why not?
I don't impose it on anybody else. And I don't make anyone else feel stupid for feeling the way that they do or making them defend themselves. That's just not the position I take.
Yeah.
So, I have one side of my family takes COVID extremely seriously. And passionate, I would say, is the word that best describes their position on COVID and vaccines and wearing a mask and all of those things. And then I have people in my life that are very close to me that I love dearly that are, not in alignment with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And and so the one side is like, you need to tell them and you, and I'm like, no. I actually don't. I don't need to tell anybody what to do. I don't need to tell anybody what to think. Because I think what we need to all stop and consider is that no matter political, religious, medical,
activism,
you're never going to get an entire group of people to think in the exact same way. So
thank
in my
goodness.
Mind, thank God
I know.
For that, right?
I know.
So in my mind, why am I going to lose sleep or fight or get angry or whatever over the fact that someone else doesn't think exactly the way I do.
Right.
That is, again, kind of going back. It is not that person's responsibility to make me happy. It's not my responsibility to make you guys happy. It is our own responsibility to decide what is more important. And so while I silently might disagree with somebody, or maybe even not so silent, it's not enough for me to decide that that's it. I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm not listening
terrible
to you
term,
anymore.
Cancel culture.
It's
anyway,
awful.
We got 40 seconds. So sorry, Licia.
Oh no. No, no, no.
Well, we have one more break, and I'd like to say thank you to Felicia Tortorici with All Fired Up at 1796 Churn Creek Road, and to Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach, Max Mallari with World Financial Group, Boheme Salon and Spa at 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130, and Relief Trading, plant medicine that works naturally and affordably, well known for their signature deep freeze pain relief. Well, we'll be right back for Women of Vision show here at North State Now, 96.5 KCNR. Yeah.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, guys. We're back.
Hi.
And you know what? Here in Women of Vision show, we like things to end on a positive note.
Always.
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 Yeah.
Positive vibrations.
Of course, we address, you know, the rifts and stuff. But you have, I think there's still a lot of good in the world.
Yeah. And a lot of good in our group.
Yeah.
And I actually think that conflict is good.
That's the HR in you.
Yeah, that's right. That's the HR executive in you.
Points of view are good. Yeah. Like, they lead us to the positive vibration.
Right.
Like, you can't get there by being fake or phony or not authentic. You know, you have to get there through the realness of it all.
And don't you think that human growth also, much of it stems from, you know, struggle, trials, tribulations,
absolutely,
conflict.
Childbirth is a great example.
Yeah, I mean, and so I think sometimes, you know, we need, we need someone or a situation to kind of like shake us a little bit.
Fertilize, just, stimulate,
yeah,
challenge.
That's right.
All of those things are so
right. Good.
They're
so good.
It's
so
good.
I think this message that we got about, you know, having someone's, again, don't read into this, but like feathers were ruffled, right?
Yeah.
Feathers got ruffled. And
but we say thank you.
Yeah.
Because we're grateful.
Well, of course, I'm happy people are listening.
Exactly. We're just happy you're listening.
We're happy that you're
confident enough to bring that forward to us.
Right.
And
yeah,
I
you're thinking
believe,
about what
and
we're
I have
saying.
To say it because, I mean, I'm always like thinking about women. Everything I do is like women empowerment, what I do.
Yeah.
So I do believe that it is very important for all women, you know, not mm-hmm. just us at this table, not just those listening, but all women to let your voices be heard. For so many years, you know, women didn't speak up.
Right.
So many years, women weren't asked to be at the table.
Right.
So I really encourage all women to speak up and to use your voice and let your, you know, your
let opinion. Your voice be heard. And again, ladies, we cannot emphasize this enough. That is why we talk about the show leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we, you know, if maybe we don't announce the phone number often enough, there is a thing called Google. You can Google the studio. It'll shoot you right to the hotline number and you can call us. So, you know, if, again, we want all women to be heard.
For sure.
We are here to give you that platform with zero judgment.
Right.
If you listen to us and you've heard us interview guests, we are open. We are excited to hear about what people have to share with us. And we genuinely want to give you that platform. So take it. Like,
yes.
take that opportunity.
And more than anything, like, especially if you are women of vision, we want to maintain and retain the relationship.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because I like what you said earlier, Damika, is that what's the priority here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, my priority is maintaining relationships.
Absolutely.
Especially,
yeah.
I value relationships
me
a
too.
Lot.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going through hardships.
Yes.
And
it's
all
nice
of us go through hardships.
We, yeah.
Bringing it full circle for this week. We need
yes.
each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We need
do.
Each other.
We do. We do. Yeah.
And maybe some people that supports your opinion now and hard, but they're not really the one you go to when you're having hardships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, so just, you know, be cognizant of that because relationships are super important.
They
family,
are.
Friends.
They are.
Yeah.
And you might think I can handle this alone, but it's always better when you have people, mm-hmm. a tribe. But, Maurice, you were talking about over the break, we were kind of talking a little bit about like, the line, like how do you prioritize
mm-hmm.
in a relationship what is important to you most,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you were talking about, I feel like you're going to articulate it in a way better way than I am. I'm all tongue-tied right now.
Well, for me, I feel like the human relationship is what is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not so much what's trickling on social media, because
exactly.
I feel like some of those are not real, but when you're in person,
mm-hmm.
right here, and we're heart-to-heart, belly-to-belly,
right.
it's
right.
like, man, I love you for who you are, you know?
Absolutely.
Like you said, like in the meetings, when we have meetings, we know we're all different.
Right.
We know we all have different backgrounds, but everybody just like embraces each other's
right.
uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
You
well,
know?
Yeah. Maurice, okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I might a little bit. Remember when we first met
mm-hmm.
at the lunch
yeah.
at Moonstone? And remember how you said you looked at my profile and I was nothing like what you thought my
yeah.
profile, right? So it's like people have impressions of who you are.
And you're still not, by the way.
But until they meet you,
yeah.
and, you know, really and truly get to know you, they really don't know who you are.
It's yeah.
Your profile is a representation of that. Now, I mean, I think I'm authentic with my profile.
Yeah, you are.
But, you know, but we all need to get to know each other in order to appreciate the differences and the, you know, idiosyncrasies that we all have.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
bring.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Don't make, you know, try not. We all do it. I think we're all guilty of making assumptions or putting people in boxes sometimes. Yeah. You know, and I think we all, and myself included, like I very much include myself in all of the things that I say.
Absolutely.
We all need to do better in not just pigeonholing people,
right,
or hearing one thing and then just making an assumption that that's just who they are, what they're mm-hmm. about, or whatever, you know.
Can
so.
I say one thing my friend says? Well, it's our friend. Actually, I met her through Marie. Cynthia, if she's listening. She always says, you know, I don't judge harshly, right? Because we all judge.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah.
It's the
well,
thing,
sure. That's part what I'm
of
saying.
The thing
yeah,
that people
sure.
don't say. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you automatically judge.
Yeah.
You know why? Because mm-hmm. you come from a different background. You know, you have different life experiences. You wouldn't be human. You know, it's we're human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the way our brain works.
Right.
Our brain
exactly.
wants to do that. Our brain
yeah.
wants
exactly.
to process and make sense of something.
But
yeah.
you can be more gentle with your judgment.
Yes.
In that
yeah.
sense. Now, you know, I think you should be radically candid with your feedback and your input. But like once it's thought out, be thoughtful. It's what we were talking about, like the emotional intelligence or the
intellectual intelligence. And also,
maturity.
Let's just say there is, I think, a certain amount of intellectual immaturity mm-hmm. when it comes to making quick judgments
yeah.
against people.
For sure.
And not being able to listen to someone else who maybe isn't 100% in alignment with whatever,
yeah.
you know.
And even further than just listening, getting to know them individually.
Yeah.
Go have coffee with them. Have lunch with them.
Yeah.
You know,
I will
really
bet you
them.
Anyone that you think you have nothing in common with, you probably have
Absolutely.
A thousand more things in common with them
yeah.
than you even can possibly mm-hmm. imagine mm-hmm. if you just put that
yeah.
one little thing aside.
Yeah, the people I love so much, like the most, we're so different.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're so different.
Yeah.
Like, not just different characteristically, but our mm-hmm. beliefs.
Yeah.
What we stand for. It's
yeah.
so crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't cancel them just
right.
because
no.
they
no.
don't like my opinion.
I even
find
think
a common
that
ground.
We are so different, Maurice.
Yeah.
But one thing about, I mean, I have such great love for you. Great love, admiration. Like, I really respect you. You know? But I do think that we're so different.
Yeah,
yes.
we are. We actually, generationally, I think we're all different.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at a quote that I love. Actually, someone posted this on Facebook earlier today, and I was like, oh, this was meant for me. Like, the universe was
mm-hmm.
like, Licia, you're going to come across this. You're going to see it. So I screenshotted it, and I love it because it's so perfect. It says, be tolerant with others mm-hmm. and strict with yourself.
Love.
I saw that.
Love.
Today.
That, see, that,
so I had
that
to repost
really
it because I was
drop
like,
drop the mic.
That's
all about tolerance.
Show's over. Bye.
It really is. It's about tolerance.
Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself.
Love.
And I think that's just kind of the takeaway from all
the
of this is
of
be
everything.
Tolerant
mm-hmm.
of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to have your opinion and your point of view. All of that is okay. But, you know, just...
And it's okay for someone else to have
and
theirs.
And it's okay for somebody else to have
and
theirs,
And at
too.
The same time, like, don't take life so seriously. So
mm-hmm.
one thing I learned,
yeah.
like having my family here, and they're more elderly,
mm-hmm.
is that, and she had so much wisdom about
yeah.
so many things, and I just love listening to her.
Me too.
I get tired of, you know,
yeah.
Talking or just looking at, but her wisdom was just like, man, she's already older. It's like one thing I learned is like, don't take life seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Life
yeah.
is so short.
Yeah.
It's so short.
And surround
so
yourself
short.
With amazing people,
mm-hmm.
with great experiences. And, yeah, go ahead and speak up for what you believe in. But,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
people that make you laugh, too. Like, I mean, laugh.
Yes.
yeah.
That's my husband.
Yeah.
I know mine, too.
Makes me laugh all the time.
Yeah. Laughter is huge. It's
mm-hmm.
huge to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I would say the biggest compliment that anybody could pay me, honestly, over and above pretty much anything else is when people tell me that I make them laugh.
Me too.
Like,
oh my
God,
so
me too.
Yes.
I love
that.
I love
that.
It does. It It does.
I love that. And you can, and it's okay. You can laugh at me instead
me
of with
too.
Me. You can laugh at me. It's fine. If
people
in
are
some way I am bringing
me.
You joy, that is it.
Absolutely.
That's all that
you bring me
care
joy,
about.
Alicia.
Yes.
I love your stories. Crack me up. Yeah, keep
sure.
it going now.
They drip a little bit with condescension.
It's gonna
be
like
okay.
the Alicia show on Instagram. Oh my gosh. I'll be right there. Speaking of being different. Yeah, totally
yeah.
different. I'm just like,
yeah,
I love this
for
woman.
Sure. For sure.
Well, okay, everyone. Thank you for listening. Again, keep in mind, you guys, that this show is for all of us. It's not just for the four of us.
Yeah.
So call in. Don't be shy. Be our friend. Stop in. You know, throw in a headset, get a mic. We want to talk to everyone and
yes.
reach as many of you as we possibly can. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of your evening and hopefully a better week.
Yes.
Hopefully the week turns around.
It is now.
Yeah. All good.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.